How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.
It's the dictionary.
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 Oh, hi, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and we have a funny little page here. The page is the same size. It's not a little page. It's the regular size page. But at the bottom half of the page is a big chart, the whole bottom half. And so I shall talk about that chart in the next episode. So we won't get to talk about it today. But I believe that the amount of words that we have in this episode is a little bit less than normal. And so the next one's going to be a little bit less than normal, but that one's going to be a little bit longer because I have a whole chart to talk about. It's very important that I read the charts and describe them to you. But we will hold that discussion for another day, because today, because in this episode, we are starting with the word Jenny, and this one is a suffix. G-E-N-Y. It's for nouns. And it means generation or production, as in, this word is phylogeny. So it's not Jenny, it's probably Jenny. Phylogeny, what is that word? I don't know, something about producing something, producing the phylos with the PHs. I want to say it might have to do with plants, but I'm not sure. This word... This suffix is from the Greek suffix genia. Sorry, I'm very yawny this morning. I'm just so tired. Genia, that means act of being born. From genis, also a suffix, which means born. And there's more at the suffix gen, which must have been also about being born, which would make sense based on all of the words that we have had recently. So that is geni. All right, let's make a sound effect. I'm going to go bloop, bloop, bloop. Next is the prefix geo, going from a suffix all the way to a prefix geo. It's the beginning of the geo section, so you can imagine some of the words that might come up in the geo section. This is for, number one, earth, or ground, or soil. As in the example, geophyte. And fight is with a P-H, P-H-Y-T-E. That will not be in the next episode. So that fight is all about the earth, the ground, the soil. Number two, it means geographic or geography and, as in the example, geopolitics. So geopolitics are something that, whatever it is, it has to do with geography and politics, both of those things together. It's like foreign affairs. Your deal, what's the land out there? What's the geographic situation? Well, there's probably some politics involved in that. So it's geopolitics. This is from the Greek prefix geo, which is from their word g or gi, which is just the letters g and e, but it doesn't say what it means, so it probably just means earth, soil. Ground, dirt, stuff like that. Worms? No. A bloop, bloop, bloop. Next is geobotanist, or no, geobotany. So I believe then most of the rest of these words are going to be pertaining to either earth, ground, soil, or geographic or geography and. So geobotany, what do you think this might be all about? It's a noun from 1904. The synonym is phytogeography. There's that, well, it's a phyt, again, phytogeography. The example for the first definition for the prefix geo was geophyte, which has to do with the dirt, and so phyte has come back, and I wonder if it's the same. Is it somebody, probably, who is studying the plants? I would think. Do you think? I think so. Geobotanical or geobotanic is an adjective. Geobotanist is a noun. So you could also say phytogeographist? I don't know. All right. Well, we'll never learn about that unless we get to the peas. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Next is geocaching. Geocaching, something that came up when I was 20, because it's a noun from the year 2000. It is a game in which players are given the geographical coordinates of a cache of items, which they search for with a GPS device. As soon as simple GPS devices were invented, everybody was like, let's make a game. I'm going to hide something. I'm going to put something in a very specific location, and it's going to be very hard to find. And it's going to be great. It's going to be so wonderful. Or you're not even going to be able to take it. You just have to write your name in it to say, I found it. Look at me. I can follow directions. I never did it. Seems like, I don't know, kind of a fun thing for a bit. Are people still doing geocaching? Is this still a thing 26 years later? I'm just going to write that. Are people still geocaching? There we go. I hit the wrong button. Yes, geocaching is still very much a thing. This is what the computers out there in the world are telling me. With millions of active participants worldwide finding over 3.4 million geocaches in nearly every country, and the community continues to grow and evolve with new features, even celebrating 25 years in 2025. While peak search interest was around 2011, the activity remains popular, especially as a family-friendly way to explore outdoors, using apps like the official geocaching app or GPS devices to find hidden containers. Yeah, I mean, our phones have that stuff, which they didn't at the time. The cell phones did not have the geo information. Interesting. Well, they called it out. It's one of the best things about it is just getting out there in the world, out in nature probably. So it's pretty cool.
It's beeping. And it's taking me there. Oh, there it is. I found it. Yay. Like, what do you have to do? Do you have to hunt for it? Does it give you, like, a 1 mile radius or smaller? Or is it hidden inside of a thing? I don't really understand the concept of it completely. But that's geocaching. Geocacher is a noun. And, I'm sure people have gotten real creative. And that's the thing. Do they get to keep the thing? What are the prizes for geocaching? Is maybe that is a thing that people get. But then how do you know when somebody's found it? Do you get a notification? So then people are like, I flew hundreds or thousands of miles to go find this thing, and then somebody beat me to it. The computers say that the primary prize for geocaching is the experience of the hunt, discovery of new places, and the satisfaction of finding the cache itself. Physical prizes, known as swag. Oh, I did not know swag stands for stuff we all get? Is that true? Physical prizes are typically low in monetary value and are part of a voluntary trading system. Okay, and I have my mind blown that swag stands for stuff we all get. For some reason, I guess I thought it was something else, or which I don't know. I never thought about it, maybe? Did you? Oh, man. Okay. Good to know. A bloop, bloop, bloop. Now we have geocentric, adjective from 1686.
Number 1A, relating to, measured from, or as if observed from the Earth's center. It says compare to topocentric, which would be, I guess, viewed from or relating to the surface of the Earth. The Earth, a surface. So relating to, measured from the center. So what would be geocentric? Well, our view of everything used to be very geocentric because we thought that this planet, the center of this planet, was the center of the universe, and it is not. Okay, now we got 1B, having or relating to the Earth as center. This is more accurate to the example that I gave. Compared to heliocentric, which would be the sun is the center, which eventually we did realize, at least in our solar system, that the sun is the center and the planets are not going around the Earth. No, no, no. That gave us some very weird planetary paths. Simplicity. Oh, maybe the simplest answer makes the most sense. Once we realized that, the planets were like, oh yeah, that makes way more sense. Big ol' ellipses around the giant ball of plasma out there. But we're still, the sun is still not the center of the universe. Number 2, taking or based on the Earth as the center of perspective and valuation. Because this is all we know. This is all we know. The Earth is all we know. It's the only rock we've ever lived on. It's the third one from the sun. Geocentrically, that is an adverb. I'm going to choose to not live geocentrically. I think I shall live, what would the term be? I don't know. Venusian-centric? Venus-centric? Mars-centric? I don't know. Any one of those is fine. Or maybe Betelgeuse-centric? Bloop, bloop, bloop. Now we have geochemistry, noun from 1902. I believe this would be geography and chemistry. Number 1, a science that deals with the chemical composition of and chemical changes in the solid matter of the Earth or a celestial body. And an example of that would be the moon. Number 2, the related chemical and geological properties of a substance. They got properties in both geologic and chemical, like a lot of stuff, especially the moon. Geochemical, that is an adjective. Geochemically is an adverb. And geochemist is a noun. Do the geochemists get to take a trip up to the moon to study it in situ, in the situation right up there? They would probably very like much to do that. But they can't do their tests when they're on the moon. They got to take the stuff back. So,
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's just a short little trip. All right. Now we go to geochronology. Noun from 1893. Number 1. The chronology of the past, as indicated by geologic data or data. The chronology of the past, the time, the order of things that happened. Well, that reminds me that the chart at the bottom of this page is called geologic time. And so it's all about different ranges of time. From very long to shorter and everything in between, and then the names of those and how long each of them lasted and maybe what was happening during that time period a little bit. So that, I think, is a form of geochronology, studying the past in terms of time and order, how it was ordered. But for geochronology, we also have number 2. It is the study of geochronology. Geochronology is the study of geochronology. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Geochronological is, or geochronologic, those are adjectives. Geochronologically, that is an adverb, and geochronologist is a noun.
lots and lots of syllables. Next is geode. G-E-O-D-E. It's an ode to a geode. Oh, geode, oh, geode. I will break you open. Oh, geode, oh, geode. You are sparkly. This is a noun from circa 1732. Number one, a nodule of stone having a cavity lined with crystals or mineral matter. And then we'll quickly go to number two, which is the cavity in a geode. That is also called the geode. These things are crazy. These are awesome. What happened? The first time somebody saw one, they accidentally broke open a stone. They were like, oh, look at this stone. It's very nice. It's round. I like this stone very much. Oh, crap, I dropped it. What the what is in the stone? It is colorful and sparkly, and I had no idea. Now I'm just going to break all of the stones nearby and see if I can find more of these. What? This would have blown somebody's mind. When I grew up, there was it was called Dave's Rock Shop, and there was a bunch of old stuff like geodes and other stones and jewelry. It had this very just like old school style. Well, how would you describe it? Anyway, rocks and geodes and just lots of other stuff. But yeah, they always had like a massive geode in the window, and I was like, that thing is so cool. I want that thing. Did I ever have a geode? I don't know. Maybe I did. I don't think I ever broke one open myself. Geodes, this word, is from the Latin geodes, which is from the Greek geodes, which means earth-like, from, here we go. Well, is this one different? The G-E word from Greek, where there's a line on the E, and that means earth. And where else did we see this word in the etymology? It was up there. Yes, there it is. I think that's the same one. The accent is a little bit hard to see, but it's something's funky there. But I think it's the same. So yes, the G-E word in Greek is earth. And if for English, we were like, yeah, let's just use a lot of Greek words. Makes sense. So yeah, comes from the earth. It's earth-like. Because it's a ball. Usually, sometimes, not always. A bloop, bloop, bloop. Now we have geodesic or geodesic or geodesic. First form, adjective from 1821. Number one, the synonym is the word geodetic, which will be at the beginning of the next episode. Number two is made of light, straight structural elements, mostly in tension, as in a geodesic. You know what the next word is. It's the word dome. So when you make a geodesic dome, it is geodesic because it is defined by having light, straight structural elements, mostly in tension, where tension in the sense that they're sort of pulling on each other, and that's what makes it keep it together. Because if you knock one out, then the whole thing falls down. So that is, now there is no etymology. Geodetic will have, it looks like, a little etymology. But is it the same? Yeah, maybe. I guess we just have to hold on to that until later. So geodesic dome, are there other kinds of geodesic things? Maybe, but I think they probably end up looking like a dome. A bloop, bloop, bloop. The second form of geodesic is a noun from 1883. It is the shortest line between two points that lies in a given surface. Okay, interesting. I have never heard of that. They say that the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. I mean, it depends on the dimension you're talking about, maybe, but I think that's probably true in general. And so that line... that line is called a geodesic? It's probably geometry people, math people know all about this. So then that makes me start to think of, well, then if we think about a geodesic dome and we think that it is made of light, straight structural elements, mostly in tension, maybe it's made up of triangles, and the lines of the triangles are these structures, and then the triangle is a plane, and so it's made up of all these planes all over. It could be other shapes, but I think triangles tend to be the most common, and so, you know, there's 2 points. The triangle is made up of 3 points, and then there's a line and a line and a line, and those are geodesics, because they're just straight lines between 2 points. So is that how we have geodesics? Okay, this is, I didn't know about this stuff. I assumed geodesic. It's geo because it maybe is shaped like a dome, which is like the Earth. I don't know. I never really knew. We need more etymology. Let's talk about this word. It's our last word. Geodesy. 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 So it's like geodesic, but we replace the IC with a Y. And so geodesy is this word. Noun from 1853. Maybe it's related, maybe it's not. It is a branch of applied mathematics concerned with the determination of the size and shape of the Earth and the exact position of points on its surface, and with the description of the variations of its gravity field. Geodesist, that is a noun. Okay, so let's look at the etymology. I mean, you can see some connections, some similarities, I think, with geodesic and geodesy, maybe. We're talking about points on a surface that is a spherical thing. So this is from the Greek, geodesia, which is from geo, which is the G prefix, plus deisthai, which means to divide. So you're dividing the planet into these sections? I don't know, I guess. Okay. There's more at the word tide. Interesting. Tides. Okay, well, there was some interesting stuff here for sure. I must very much required to pick a word of the episode. This episode is gonna have a word that's really great. It's the word, one of these. We had geo, geobotany, geocaching, geocentric, geochemistry, geochronology, geode, geodesic, geodesy. Okay, so one of these is speaking to me. Which one is it? I still haven't figured it out. There's some issues with geocentric. I mean, not always, but sometimes. Something that's maybe a little bit more vague. I am not a geochronologist or a geochemist or a geocachist or a geobotanist. I'm not a geodesic dome. Geodes are pretty cool. Fine, let's just pick geode. I'm breaking rocks because I wanna find a geode. I'm breaking all the rocks. I still haven't found geode. I'm just breaking rocks. That's very sad. It's movie time. Here we go. Oh, let's see. Let's talk about a couple, because I am so very behind, fairly behind, and I would like to not be so behind. So, I watched 8-Bit Christmas. It was Christmas time, and it's just a very fun movie, and this is, as much as I have nostalgia for A Christmas Story, this is my version of A Christmas Story, because this is like my childhood trying to get a Nintendo Entertainment System. And I never went quite as far as this young child did, but that was a big part of my childhood. There was a distinct moment in time where I needed that thing. Everybody was getting it. And yeah, it's a great, fun movie. The father telling his daughter the story about how he got his Nintendo Entertainment System. Wow, I'm old. Okay, and then we watched Princess Bride, because this was another movie in the list of Rob Reiner movies, and this is one of the best movies of all time. And if you haven't seen it, you gotta go see it. Just watch it right now. Who has not seen this movie? Babies. Princess Bride, so fantastic. Love that movie. I've seen it so many friggin' times. It's so good. Okay, that's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show and writing a review and emailing and following the social media and sending in voicemails. There's all links in the show notes and buying merchandise and watching this on YouTube. Please and thank you. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.